We're up to Pasuk. We're up to Pasuk Chaf. Okay, Pasuk Chaf. Kagoyim Asher Hashem Avina. Over here, Hashem is warning Klal Yisrael that they're not going to behave. They're not going to shape up. They're going to ship out. What's going to happen? They're going to be Kagoyim Asher Hashem Avina. Hashem Ma'avid Mitnechem. Kagoyim that Hashem is being destroyed from before you. Kain Toi Veidun. You will also be destroyed. Why? Ekev Lo Sishmuun. You do not listen. Notice this word Akev here is a parallel to the Akev in the beginning of the parasha. This parasha is parasha Akev. Vihoya Akev Tishmeun. Eis Hamishpotim O'Ila. Ushmartem Va'asisem, my son. And here, this pasuk is Akev Loisishmeun. This is the end of this section. Akev, if you're not going to listen, B'kol Hashem Elokeichem. But let's see, Pasuk, there is no Rashi. Is there Rashi? No Rashi. We have over here a Targum. Targum says, you'll be destroyed. The nations, that Hashem, Moived min kodonecho, that Hashem has driven out from before. You came to Evdun, you'll be destroyed. Cholof, because, the law, kabeltun, remember, the Hashem, you will not obey the words of Hashem. Okay, let's see what it's over here on the bottom over here. Chalof, okay, the sibos. Chalof means because. The law, targum, kiloshna kosav, ashaloi, aimash kosav, lael, the loi kabel, tun, targum, lois, tishuun, loshna ovar, shalin, yashul, yachar, maisa, the oid, kishakvar, hitin, bama, lael.
That's false.
Okay, so over here it says, avol, hoi, yekiv, tishuun, tergim, loshna osid, lememra. Okay, this is very interesting over here. Look what he's doing over here. The thing over here is, lois the lo kabel to entagum lois sishmun the past tense. Shecho oine shula achar hamaisa. Vioid shekvar hikdim v'yamalel sheshochu es Hashem. Aval, but when it says in the beginning of the parasha v'choyo ekev tishmun tirvim b'loshen osid. Okay, so that's very interesting. That we have the same word v'ekev tishmun. And in the beginning of the parasha, it's Beloshen Osit. If you will only listen, then Hashem in the future will reward you. And here, when it says if you do not listen, it's in the past tense. Here, it's punishment. Hashem does not punish in advance. Hashem does not punish in advance. If you did not listen, then there will be punishment. It's a very important principle that, because you can argue that if Hashem knows the future, if Hashem knows what the future will bring, so why don't we argue and say that Hashem punishes a person based upon his future? If Hashem knows the future, by Hashem, the past, the present, the future, all one and the same, so why can't we say that Hashem is punishing a person in advance? It's good you should suffer now, so that way, at the end of your life, it'll be good. You've already suffered enough. You know, it's very. This is a very, 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 very fascinating concept, because many people have an attitude. It's very true that I've suffered enough. I've already suffered in my younger years. I wasn't well. I had all of these problems, and therefore, it's just not likely Hashem is going to make me suffer more. I've already suffered. It's almost like you get a sense, a feeling, that I have credit. I have a very difficult upbringing. I had a very difficult situation for so many years. I survived. Here I am. There's no way in the world I deserved it. The degree that I suffered all of these past years was so horrible. It's way, way beyond what makes any sense. So you know what people think? It's very, very true. People think in their minds, subconsciously, they think subconsciously that Hashem knows the future, and Hashem is basically when I was younger, he punished me for all the things that I will do in the future when I was young. So the last years of my life, I'm gonna glide through. I'm not gonna have any what other people, the normal problems that most other people have in this world when they get older is not gonna apply to me, because I have credit. Isn't that something that people think about? I think people think about that. They think along those lines. It's not so uncommon to think like that. And here, the Targum is teaching us that there's no such thing. There's no such thing for Hashem to punish a person if in the future, even though Hashem knows exactly what's going to happen, and now would be a very convenient time in a person's life to suffer the punishment of what's going to happen in the future, so you might as well get it over with. And that way, at the end of the end, that way towards later in life, you'll be able to have an easy life. So he's telling us over here something very incredible. Over here in this pasuk, we have over here punishment. You're going to suffer. Why are you going to suffer? The word sishmun is in the present tense. When it's in the present tense, you can translate this in the future or in the past. And here the Targum was saying here, deloy kabeltun, this translation, kabeltun, I don't know Aramaic, but the Na'atzari is teaching us, kabeltun is the past tense. Because you did not listen in the past, the punishment that is coming upon the person now is only in punishment for the past. There's no such thing as punishment for the future. Even though we have exactly the same expression, eike v'hoya v'hoya, eike v'hoya im eikev tishmun, in the beginning of the parasha, we have exactly the same word. Exactly the same word, tishmun, and there it means in the future. Who says there it means the future? Here it means the past. Maybe there Hashem. Why the answer? Who says you can go either way, and you can say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you reward. Will give you reward in advance. And Hashem will give you punishment in advance. The answer is no. Hashem gives a reward in advance. That's what it seems. He's trying to say if a person commits himself that he's going to be good, that itself allows the person to be rewarded. And then there is this principle of, there is the principle of punishment that's only for the past. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk, now go to pasuk test. Pasuk test, perik test. Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael. I tell you, you're about to pass the Yarden. You're going to come lavoy loreshes goyim to possess goyim gedolim v'atzumim mimeka. They are more powerful than you. Arim, cities gedolos uvitzris v'ashvam, cities that are great and fortified all the way up to the heaven. What does this pasuk mean? So here we have the only Rashi on the page. The only Rashi on the page says, "Gedolim v'atzumim mimeka, ato otzum v'heim atzumim mimeka." You are mighty, and they are more mighty than you. Okay, that's what Rashi says. They are atzumim mimeka. You are mighty, but they are more mighty than you. That's Rashi. Targum says, "Shema Yisrael at avar yomodein yos yardina." L'meyal, to enter l'meiras. L'meiras means to possess. Amamin, ravervin, mighty. V'sakifin, minoch, they are more mighty than you. Kirvin, cities, ravervon, that are very massive. Uchirichon, ad to tseis shemaya, to the end of heaven. Okay, so let's see over here how the Targum learns over here. Here we go. Shema Yisrael, ayin masha kasav l'el. L'meiras, l'shon yirusha, v'lo tirgim l'shon gerushin, l'fi shamila l'reshes, the word l'reshes, musebes gam al orim, sheno ois, I can't read this word over here, on cities, sheno ois bohen l'shon, it's more proper the word yirusha, v'lo l'shon gerushin. Okay, so let's try to see what he's saying over here. We have here the pasuk at Shema Yisrael ato v'hayoyim es haylavo loreshes. He's explaining that the word loreshes would seem to indicate loreshes means to expel. If you look at the words the way they are in the pasuk, lavo to arrive, loreshes goyim to drive out nations. I wonder what it says in the article translation. You're coming there to drive out nations. So he's telling us something. The word Lereshes does not mean to drive out. The word Lereshes means to inherit. The question is, why does it mean inherit? Maybe it means to drive out. And the answer is, because since it says the word Orim, cities, a city is not something that you drive out. A city is not a human being. A city is something that you not push away. A city is something which you inherit. So therefore, if we assume that the word loreshes is referring, number one, to nations,
And if number two, Loreshes, is to be applied to the Orim, to the cities, which are Gedolos Uvatsuas Bashamayim, it is impossible to translate the word Loreshes to drive out. Because it may be correct that you drive out Goyim, but you don't drive out cities. Cities you inherit. Therefore, the Targum was very precise, and he translated the word Loreshes not to mean to drive out, but rather translate the word, you come into the Yarden, Lemeiras. Lemeiras means to inherit. Okay? So that's what it means over here. Lashon Yerusha, V'lotikim Lashon Yigersh, L'fi Shani, L'resh Musav Gam Al Arim, She'no'is, V'hen Lashon, its properties, the word Yerusha, L'gersh. Next. Ucher Rihon, cities. What does it mean? The city doesn't tell us. Tseis means the Tzad. We had that before. So let's go back. They're fortified towards. Bashamayim does not mean they're fortified in heaven. It means they're fortified towards the heaven. Their walls are very, very high up. See, today in the 21st century, you would say that they're fortified in the heaven. You'd actually prefer, in our generation, to translate the word by Bashamayim, because if you have missiles, and you have helicopters, and you have satellites, drones, and all of these objects that are flying in the sky, so you would say, what makes a city fortified? Not the wall, it's all of the different items that are in the sky, the satellites that are circling the earth, and the drones, and the airplanes, and the Iron Dome, all of these objects that are in heaven is what is providing fortification for the city. That's how we would translate this in the 21st century. And maybe indeed that's really what it means for us. But in the time of Chazal, Rashi is telling us there was no such thing as all of these high-tech, sophisticated things in the heavens which went and fortified the cities. So therefore, the Targum says, when it says they are fortified in the heaven, even though we like to translate the word Bash, Shamayim, to mean in the heaven, we have no choice but to say that it means they are fortified towards the heaven. The walls are massively tall, and they go up, up high, towards to the Tzad Hashamai. Okay, next pasuk. Now we go to pasuk base. Am Godol V'ram B'nei Anokim. There are people, nations, that are very Godol, they're very large, they're very mighty. They are B'nei Anokim, they are the children of giants. Asher Ato Yodata, you know. V'ato Shamata, you have heard about them. What have you heard? Mi Yisyatsev Lifnei B'nei Anok. Who can stand in the presence of a giant? Of the children of the Anok. There is no Rashi. Targum says, they are a nation. Am a nation that's Rav, Sakif, B'nei Giboraya. Da'at Yodata, you know. V'at Shemata, you know and you have heard. Man Yikol Limkom, who can stand Kodom before B'nei Gibora? A mighty. Now what does that mean over here? So here we have Am Rav, Targum Am Godol, Godol B'mayla. Okay, that's straightforward. B'nei Ababreishas V'od Targum Goy Godol Am Sogi Rubber Bekamos Neshekan Dover Al Malasim Shebe Danokim. Okay, so we say over here, so instead of the word Am Godol, what does it mean, Godol? Godol sometimes means they're great in quality, or it means they're great in quantity. Are they very, is it a very large population, or not necessarily a large population, but it means that they're very mighty. They have qualities which make them unique. So the Targum here, the fact that it says Am Rav, and did not say Am Sagi. Sagi ordinarily means they're great in number. And the Targum did not say the word Am Sagi, but it said Am Rav. That indicates that we are describing their unique qualities as very powerful people. Next, it says now over here that they are Sakif, Peirush Lofi Akavon, Aymash Kosov L'El. The Pasuk doesn't want to tell us, it's not telling us what it means. It just means they're very mighty, okay? There are two words which really mean that they have their qualities of their strength. We are elaborating upon the quality of their power. They are B'nei Giboraya, B'nei HaGiborim, Le'el Tirgen B'nei Anokim, B'nei Gibora, Loshen Yochid, Aymashkos Le'el, Avakan Lorosel Targen B'nei Anokim, B'nei Yonok. We don't want to translate that, Anok, Shebe Okay, doesn't want to translate that. B'pasik echa b'tzur shava amnam b'ktsas nuschayis yishan eskam kam kam b'nei gibara. Okay, doesn't. Okay, let's just go further. Man yikol, who can stand? Ki loshna kasa miyuchal hisyatzev limkom aymashkos ol'el. Who can stand? That's it. Nothing more. Okay, so we're done with that pasik. Pasik gimel. The odata hayom yishano today. Ki Hashem elokechu hoyver lefanecha. He will pass before you. Eish oichla. Hashem is an all-consuming fire. Hu yashmidem. He will destroy them. Vuhu. Let's find the next picture. Vuhu. No more pictures. It's got to be here somewhere. So give me 1 second. We'll go and we'll find it. We shall find it over here. Let's see. Where is it? Let's find it. Whoops. Let's find it over here. 1 moment. No, I'm not so good at this, as you can see. One moment here.
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, go to sleep. 10-1, here we go. All right, I hope we have the right one. Nope, that's not the right one. Let's try this one. That's the wrong parasha. The wrong parasha. This is parasha, so Eschanan. What's this? Oh, Akev. Okay, but it's the wrong page. And what's this page? Look at that. Everything is no good here. So we gotta do one more time. Apologize to you. We did it, yeah, we had it yesterday. Ay, what I do over here. Users. Go to downloads. Downloads. No good. Right, 1 more second, okay? I apologize. Should have done this before I came. I didn't realize it was no good. 1 more second. We'll do it this way. We have to go to yesterday's mail. Here it is. No, it's no good. All right, please give me 1 moment, okay? 1 moment. Could you believe it doesn't want to send it? Like, a simple email doesn't want to send. It's totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Alright, in the meantime, I have to just read it because I can't get it on the screen. This is a ridiculous, ridiculous issue. Okay, now we got it. All right, we're in business now. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Now we got it. Okay, Huyachmiye. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, Huyachmiye. He will humble them before you, the Harashtam, and he will the Harashtam v'havadatam, maher, and he will drive them out, and he will destroy them very quickly. Kasher diber Hashem lach, as Hashem spoke to you. Okay, so let's actually read the pasuk again. Okay, let's read the pasuk one more time to clarify the whole big picture. The Yadata Hayoyim. Okay, the pasuk here says, "You shall know today." Ki Hashem lokecha hu oyveihu oyver lifnech. It is Hashem that's going to pass before you. Eish oichla. Hashem is a fire. He's an all-consuming fire. Hu yashni deim. Hashem, he will destroy them. Hu yachni aim, and he will humble them, lifonecha, v'hoirashtam, he will drive them out, v'havadetam, maher, and he will destroy them quickly, kasher diber Hashem lach, as Hashem spoke to you. Now, is there any Rashi on this? No, there's no Rashi on this. We only have on this, plus we only have Targum. So let's see the Targum. Targum over here says, v'sido yoimodin, you shall know today, arei, that Hashem elokochu avar kodomo, Hashem has passed before you. Okay. He has passed before you. Meimro, he has passed before you. Now, what does this mean over here? Hu avar lefonecha. Avar kedmach. Meimre isha. Now, what's the word meimra? His word, the Targum here is eating a word into the pasuk that does not say it. The word of Hashem is an isha ochla, is an all-consuming fire. Hu yeshei tsei nun. He will destroy them. Who is Barinun, and he will. Now we have to analyze the difference between these words. Yis Sabirinun, which means he will drive them out from before you. Usisorechinun, that's the word, he'll drive out. Visove dinun, he will destroy them. Bifria, quickly. As Hashem spoke to you. Okay, there are a lot of hard words here, and we have to get a better analysis by studying what it says over here in the Ma'atzar. So let's go look over here in the Ma'atzar towards the bottom. On the bottom over here of the page, it says in Pasuk Gimel, V'sida. V'sida means that you shall know. You shall know. Lashon Asid. V'lo nefarish v'yodata lashon avar im vav achibur. K'lo mahalo yodata kvar shehakibush eina b'kach yodcha. It's not in your hand. Ela she'Hashem oivel lefonecha. And this is an amazing idea. This in itself is worth the price of the mission. The Yodato Hayoyim. According to the Targ Munkalis, he's telling us it means that you already know this. That's I never learned the pasuk like this. We learned this pasuk many times. The Yodato Hayoyim. We read this pasuk in turn many times. And according to the Targ, what the pasuk over here means is that you already know. You already know. No, it's ordinarily. Let's explain some grammar. The word yodata without the vav means in the past. Yodata You know this in the past. Now, in grammar, there's a rule that if you take a word that's in the past tense and you put a vav before it, the word, the vav, turns the word from the past to the future. So yodata is the past. Viyodata, you will know the future. That's a very basic law of grammar that they teach in elementary school. Yodata is the past, viyodata is the future. Okay, it is the future. So over here, the pasuk is saying, the Targum is saying, do not understand the word the vav before the word yodata to mean we're transforming it from the past to the tense. The vav here is nothing more than the vav hachibur. So look at the word yodata alone, the past, and it just and you already know. Okay, visida in Aramaic means the past. You already know in the past. Yom Adodin, this day that you're standing here, by the time you're standing here 40 years after we went out of Mitzrayim, you already know good and well that it is Hashem Elokecha who aver lefanecha, Hashem that is passing before you is an Esh Echla, and He's the one that's going to destroy your enemies. That's an incredible chiddush what the Targum over here is telling us, and he's bringing it up. Visida Lashon Asid, the word Visida, the Targum says here, Visida, wait, what's going on, wait. Visida Lashon Asid, no, V'lo Nefarish V'yodat Lashon Avar, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, you see? I didn't read it correctly, but I'm not totally incorrect. I made a mistake. The word visida indeed means the future. You will know visida. You will know today. What do you mean you'll know today? If you don't know by now, if you don't know by now, when are you going to know? You will know today. Well, the day is almost over. How? Who says that we will know today? We would be much more comfortable if we would say that the word viodata is not the future tense, but the word yodata is the past tense, as the word yodata means the past, and the vav is a vav hachibur. You already know today that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. But yet the Targum did not say, the Targum did translate this word like a typical translation, where we take the vav, and we use the vav as a vav hachibur, to make it go from the past to the future. You will know today. Now again, the day is almost over. So let's see what he says over here. Visida. The word visida is Lashon Asid. V'lo nefarish viyodata Lashon Avar. Don't be tempted to say that the word viyodata, we're going to ignore the vav. We're going to focus only on the word yodata, which is the past tense. And the vav in front is just a connection. It's an and. Lashon Avar. Im avav achibur. And then it would mean, Kaloimar, halo yodata kvar. You already know in the past, Shai Kibush Einoi Bekrach Yotcha, Ela Shah Hashem Oivel Lefonecha. So I don't get what is he saying then? I don't understand what he's saying. Ayin Malbon. Okay, let's go a little bit further. We'll get more in appreciation. Ovar Kodomach. Okay, Hashem passes before you. He's Oiver. He passes. Hichnis Unkelis Latargumi Ois Haheshe Beloshna Kosev Hoiver. Gam Mikam Hikshah Ramban Al Rambam. Shekova Sheungulis Bayrech Mikol Shunis Akshama. The Ungulis, he always runs away from language that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aids HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the characteristics of human beings. Shereikan Lo Hoya Yori Ungulis Atagim Lashon Tinua Kiloshon HaMikra. Okay, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is in motion. Let's read more. Yisabrinun Yitochin Lefarish Shivrain to destroy. Kloshna kostav ruach nishbaru oy shivern leiv kloshna kostav lishvui leiv vachod metzinu shtagim shorish kina beva yikra yikona yistaba liboin kiramban varadak shapiru shiach ni'im. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. We'll see, we'll put this all together in a moment. Hashem will humble them before you, and here vachirashtam, he will destroy them, vahavadatam maher ka'asher diber Hashem loch Demalel Hashem Loch Tzorchin. Shrekosav Ashur Loshna Targum Ein Lemar Malel Loshan Elam Melil Im. וצריך לומר שכמו שיש שינוי גם בלשון המיקרו, כך יש שינוי בלשון התרגום בפסק זה הוא יוצא מן הכלל. This is an exceptional פסק, because it says here, דמלל השם לוח. Not with you. Okay, there's a lot going on here, which I don't really know, but let's just try to get a little bit of a sense of what's going on with what we've come across. We have here a pasuk viodata. Viodata, how you will know, viodata, you will know, hayoim, ki Hashem elokecha hu oiver lefonecha, eish oichla, hu yashminim hu yachniim. Now here are some of the diyukim that we have to appreciate in this pasuk. We have over here, it seems, a choice of two different translations for the word viodata. The Targum, the Ma'at Sari seems to indicate that it would be an option to translate, if not for the Targum, Viodata, to mean you already know. It is already known to you from your experience with Hashem for 40 years that Hashem is traveling before you and is an all-consuming fire and can do anything that he needs to do in order to help you. You should already know that by now. Yet the Targum chose not to do that. The Targum chose to say, Viodata, you will know. You will know. Now, what does it mean, Hayom? Hayom is today. Today is the present. So maybe what it means to say is as follows. I'm trying to make a suggestion that what it means to say is that in hindsight, you will realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu today, that Hashem is the one that is passing before you as a burning fire. Okay, this is an idea. I think this is a little bit off the deep end, this idea. We have a problem. The problem is the word viodata and the word hayom do not mix, according to the Targum. Because if you take the word yoda, which is the past tense, and you add a vav in the front, that transforms the word from the past to the future. The problem is, the next word says hayom, which means today. Today is the present. So it has to then mean, according to the Targum, that right now you know nothing. Right now you think that your survival in the desert is just natural. How could it be natural? Well, that's in life. It's amazing. In life, we fool ourselves. How in the world do we survive every single day? So how do we have parnasa? How do we do this? How do we do that? So we think, listen, you know, it's natural. In 20 years from now, or 50 years from now, or 100 years from now, you're going to look back at this very day that I'm talking to you, and you're going to say to yourself, wait a minute, how in the world did I survive? How was it possible to exist today? Today you don't know. Today you fool yourself in thinking that it's natural. I don't need Hashem. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I can do whatever I want. Everything is fine and good. That's, man fools himself. It's going to happen, though, that in the future, viodata, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, you're going to look back in hindsight, and you're going to say, Hayoim, on this very day that we are standing here today, that Hashem is traveling before us, he is an Eish Oichla, and he destroys and obliterates our enemy. Wait a minute, you don't realize that today? You need to wait 50 years and look back in hindsight to appreciate that you can't survive a moment in the desert without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need Moshe is telling the Jewish people that you don't believe it? That's right. That's exactly the point. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in this world. He does for us blatant miracles, yet somehow he does the miracles in such a way that allows us to foolishly believe that it's just nature. It's nature to survive. It's only going to be 50 years from now, you'll look back to this very day and realize, how in the world did we survive? The only way we survived was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was at our side. That's the only way you can make sense of this pasuk according to Targum. According to Targum, Targum here is starting off with an option. He's giving you an option. We have the word yodato. The word yodato is the past tense. And the vav is nothing more than a vav hachibur and ad. If that's what the word means, so then we have a very nice interpretation where Moshe is telling them, listen here, folks. You're in the desert for 40 years. I took you out of Mitzrayim with open, blatant miracles. By now, I think you already appreciate, today, you already appreciate, it's already known to you, right now, that Hashem goes in front of you, that Hashem is taking care of you. Right? Wouldn't that be the logical way to learn the Pshat in the Pasuk? V'yodata. It's already known to you today that Hashem is the one that's going before you. Hashem is an Eish Leicha. Hashem destroys and will conquer the nations before you. But the Targum did not want to translate the Pasuk in that fashion. The Targum went out of his way to say the word V'yodata means visida, the future tense. The Vav is not a Vav HaChibur. It's a Vav HaMahapech. In grammar, it takes the word of the past and transforms it into the future, which means that you will know in the future. But if it means the future, why then does it say the word Hayoim? And the answer is, in the future, you're going to look back and appreciate that on this day, it was impossible to survive. But right now, you're blind. Right now, you think, big deal, you can survive in the desert all by yourself. You don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. That's the foolish thing that you're doing right now, and that's natural. That's the way Hashem does the world. In the future, you'll look back and you're going to know that today it is Hashem who oivel lefanecho esh oichlo hu yashlim hu yachniyeh. Okay, that's one incredible chiddush that for me at least was worth coming here tonight and learning tonight. I never would have appreciated that. The next chiddush he points out in the Ma'at Sari is this idea of hu oivel lefanecho. This is a very controversial topic. Do we ever attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu human characteristics? To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is passing before you, that is an expression that is used by human beings. That's not an expression that you use by Hashem. So every time you have something like this, you have to be creative to explain what it really means when you describe, when you use a term like this in reference to Hashem. So in the Targum says, V'sida...
You have the word V'yavar.
Vayavar Hashem al pan. So what does it mean there? So you have to go look it up and you have to analyze what it means. You're right. Okay, we can't. We have to study examples. You're right. Okay, but let's just see. Let's just take a quick look what it says over here. V'sida yamadein that who avar kodomach. Hashem has avar kodomach. See, he over here on the bottom in the Ma'at Sari, he picks up on this and he says he avar kodomach oiver. Gamikan from this pasuk hiksha haramban al harambam. This pasuk, okay, this pasuk, an unkelis shakovash unkelis shakov, because the Rambam quotes the Targum, and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, okay, not in the Yad Chazaka, but the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, he studies the Targum, he analyzes the Targum, and he says about Targum unkelis shakova, he made a statement she unkelis boreach. Unkelis, we've come across this many times in the Targum, he goes out of his way to add and embellish the pasuk in such a way to distance Hashem from anything physical. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, study the Targum and you will see the Targum's understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chumash is to distance Hashem from anything that has any degree of physicality. So the Rambam says to the Rambam, you know, you missed some very important psukim and some very important targumim, which seem to prove that you're wrong. Because here it says that Hashem is passing before you, and the targum doesn't go out of his way to give you a esoteric translation of the word avar. He says it the way it is. He passed before you. All expressions of physicality. He has no problem. That Hashem is moving like a human being. Okay, so this is a very important targum where it says Hashem is over lefonecha, and the targum says over kodomach. No problem. Okay, now. The next thing which he does not dwell upon, which is disappointing, is the word, he adds a word. Hashem is oiver lefonecha, eish oichla. What does it mean that Hashem is a fire that is consuming? Here is what the Rambam Tak means. The Targum, it's memra. His words are isha ochla. Targum over here, this is exactly what the Rambam Taka meant. In the very same Rambam, the Rambam proves that Unkelist always distanced himself from physicality. Is the pasuk where we have a problem, because here it says Hashem is not a fire. When you read this pasuk, so many people like me, when you don't learn the Targum, you say, oh, Hashem is an all-consuming fire. Hashem is not fire. Hashem is nothing physical. You can't go and relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to anything physical. Fire also has physical attributes. When it says Eish Eichla, the Ram Targum adds memre. His words are Isha Ochla. His words. Don't describe Hashem himself. Don't go there. That's not your place to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When it says Eish Eichla, it means his words. Then he goes, Hu Yashmideim, he will destroy them, Hu Yachniim. Okay, then he goes and did the different expressions over here which are out of time, not to go in now. Only one thing I want to point out, last thing over here is when it says V'choy Rashtam is Lashem Yerusha. Now here he translates the word Choy Rashtam, V'choy Rashtam, what does he say? Eish Oichla, Yeshe Tzinun, V'hu Yisabrinun. Now go back before where it said Loreshes. Loreshes Goyim, Pasuk Aleph. Here he said, Yos Yad Lemeiras. Okay, so this is very important. Here, it's the same word. Is it not the same word? Here it says Loreshes. Reish Shin Sof. Here it says Vehoi Rashtam. Reish Shin Tof. See, it's the same word. The same word. Reish Shin Tof. And here in Pasuk we started today, it says the same exact word. It says Reish Shin Sof, Loreshes. Here, the Targum translates it as what? He translates the word as Yerusha, inheritance. Okay, Pasuk Aleph. You're passing today Limeras, to inherit. And here, in Pasuk Gimel, he translates the word Hu Yisbarinun. He will smash, he will drive out from before you. So you see that you have exactly the same word, and one place it says to inherit, and in the other place it says to drive out. Inconsistency. And the Ma'atzari picked up on this, and he told us the reason why, he goes over here, you can't say it means to drive out, because since it says with Loreshes in reference to the Goyim, and in reference to the cities, a city is not something you drive out. A city is something you possess, you inherit. That's why the Targum had no choice but to take these letters, Reish Shin Sof, and translate it as to inherit. But in this pasuk, where it talks only about the Goyim, Hu Yashmideim, Hu Yachneim Lefonecha Vehoi Rashtam, here it means to drive them out. Does not mean to inherit. We're not discussing the cities. We're discussing the people. Okay, so this is something fascinating. Mamish, two pasukim back to back, you have the same exact word, and in one pasuk it means one thing, and another pasuk means another thing. The Targum makes a clear difference in this translation because of the context of the other words in the pasuk. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming and learning. We learned a lot of nice things here today. I think things that never would have known. All thanks to you. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to everyone.